那有一次我准备这个母亲节这个信息的时候
One time I was preparing a message for Mother's Day.
那我在这个网上找资料
I was looking online for materials.
那发现到有一首很熟悉的一首歌曲
And rediscovered a very familiar song.
我相信大家都会唱可能听过
I think many of you know how to sing or have heard of this song.
世上只有妈妈好。
In the world, there's only mothers that are good.
下一弟兄，你要继续唱吗？那在这个妈妈的网站，不只能够听到这首歌曲。
And on this mother website, not only can you hear this song.
也可以看到听众的一些评语。
And you can see some of the comments from people.
那其中有一位听众对于这首歌曲感到不满。
And there's someone who was dissatisfied with the song.
他说这首歌在歧视爸爸。
And he said this song is discriminating against the father.
那可能是受到这个流行文化的影响。
And perhaps it's the impact of the culture.
爸爸似乎被忘了。
And perhaps the fathers have been forgotten.
那其实在一个家庭里面，爸爸同样的他的角色同样的重要。
But in reality, the role of the father is very important.
我们在旧约圣经里面，耶和华神被看为是以色列人的父亲。
In the Old Testament, the Lord God was considered as the father of Israel.
然后来到新约的时候，耶和华神成为一个人。
And In the New Testament, when God became flesh,
名叫耶稣诞生在世上
named Jesus and born to the world.
与人同在
He was with men.
那么当时主耶稣称这位神为自己的父
And at that time, Jesus called God his father.
那么除此之外，信耶稣得救的人也称这位神为自己的天父
And besides that, all believers call God our heavenly father.
那么当主耶稣教导门徒祷告的时候
And when Jesus taught his disciples how to pray,
他对门徒说
He told his disciples,
所以你们祷告要这样说我们在天上的父愿人都尊你的名为圣
Pray then in this way, our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name.
那可见父亲这个名称在圣经里面占了一个很重要的一个地位。
So we see that the term father holds a very important role in the Bible.
这位创造天地万物的神以一位父亲的身份来与人建立这个关系。
The God who created heaven and earth uses the position of father to establish a relationship with his people.
那么神以这个父亲的身份来与人建立关系是有他的原因的。
And there's a reason why God uses the position of a father to establish a relationship with his people.
那么原因就是要人体会到他好像一位父亲一样。
And the reason is that he wants men to have a relationship with him as a father.
爱他的孩子为他们好
and that he loves them and he does things for their good
那么今天早上我们要来思想圣经里面一节很出名的一节经文
and this morning we're going to consider a very famous verse in the Bible
那么这节经文大家都知道是约翰福音第三章十六节
and everyone knows that this is John 3:16
很多人都听过这节经文甚至会背这节经文
many people have heard this verse and perhaps even memorize it
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
然后让我们把这些经文读成这样。
But let's reread this verse as.
天父爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
For Heavenly Father so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life.
那天父是神。
And Heavenly Father is God.
那神是天父。
And God is Heavenly Father.
所以父这个名词是一个名义。
The term Father is a metaphor.
那么这个名称经常出现在约翰福音书里。
And this term often appears in the book of John.
啊，目的就是要我们看到这位创造天地万物的神，好像一位父亲一样。
And the purpose is so that we may see the Creator God as Father.
爱他的儿女。
He loves his children.
啊，并且把最好的赐给他们。
And he gives the best to them.
所以约翰福音第三章十六节。
So John 3:16.
然后虽然是一节的经文，
even though it's just one verse,
但却包含了丰富的内容。
But it includes a very abundant content.
然后从这节经文里面，我们可以看到三个要点。
And from this verse, we see three main points.
那么首先，让我们来看第一个要点。
Let's look at the first main point.
也就是天父的慈爱。
It is the Heavenly Father's love.
所以在你手上的大纲第一点就是天父的慈爱。
So the first point is love of the Heavenly Father.
然后这节经文讲到天父爱世人。
And here it says, for Heavenly Father so loved the world.
也就是他爱所有的人。
That he loves everyone.
啊，这个爱不是一般人所想象的爱。
This is not a normal love that people think of.
那按照圣经原文希腊文，这个爱是 agape.
And according to the original Greek, the love is here is agape.
那希腊文是一个很奇妙的一个语文。
Greek is a very amazing language.
不像中文或者英文只有一个字来描述这个爱。
Unlike Chinese or English, there's only one word to describe love.
但是希腊文却有三个，其实有四个字描述这个爱。
In Greek, there's actually four words that describe love.
所以 agape 是其中一个。
Agape is one of them.
所以 agape 不是人所想象的一般的爱。
Agape is not a normal love that people think of.
那你爱我，我也爱你。
You love me and I love you.
如果我送你一碗红豆汤，很多时候中国人会送给我绿豆汤。
And so if I give you a bowl of red bean soup, you might give me a bowl of mung bean soup.
有来有往。
There's the coming and going.
可是这个 agape 是单方的。
But agape is one directional.
不期待任何的回报。
It's not expecting anything in return.
只是付出。
It is only giving.
这个就是约翰福音三章十六节所说的爱。
Then this is the love that is described in John 3:16.
天父的爱。
It's God's love.
所以保罗也在哥林多前书第十三章描述到这种爱。
And Paul also describes his love in 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈，爱是不嫉妒，爱是不自夸，不张狂，不做害羞的事，不求自己的益处，也不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶。
Love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it is not rude, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs.
不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理，凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐，爱是永不止息。
Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails.
如果我们看希腊文圣经的话，这个爱也是 agape.
And if we look at the Greek Bible, love here is agape.
然后跟约翰福音第三章十六节的爱同样。
And the same word used in 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
那天父爱我们不是因为我们有什么好。
God, our Heavenly Father loves us not because we have any good in us.
值得他去爱。
Worthy of his love.
那么神起初创造人。
When God first created man,
原本是好的。
Initially, we were good.
完美的。
We were perfect.
但是人选择自行己路。
But man chose to go his own path.
违背了神的吩咐。
And disobeyed God's commands.
那赐他生命不可赐的果子。
And he ate the fruit, which, the forbidden fruit.
那人因此犯罪了。
Therefore, man sinned.
我们从此以后人就失去了与神那个美好的关系。
After which, men lost that good relationship with God.
我们路加福音里面记载了一个耶稣所说的一个比喻。
And in Luke, there was a parable that Jesus told.
也就是这个所谓很多人称的这个浪子的比喻。
And many people call it the parable of the prodigal son.
而其实这个比喻应当称为是慈爱天父的比喻。
But it should be the parable of the loving father.
那比喻里面谈到一个没有出息的一个孩子。
And in the parable, it speaks of a son, a bad son.
不珍惜他所拥有的。
He did not value what he had.
要求他的父亲把他当得的财产分给他。
And he requested from the father the inheritance which was due to him.
这个浪子他自行几路离家到远方的地方花天酒地。
And this prodigal son took everything, left his home, and went to a faraway place and squandered everything.
过着一个没有节制的一个生活。
And he lived a life without restraint.
花天酒地的生活很快就过去了。
And such life went by quickly.
钱也用完了。
He used up all the money.
然后刚好圣经说当地遇到一个饥荒。
And the Bible tells us that at that time there was a famine in the land.
连吃都没有。
And he didn't have enough to eat.
必作要吃猪所吃的。
And so he was desiring to eat that which the pigs were eating.
那身为一个犹太人。
As a Jew.
吃猪所吃的是不可思议的一件事情。
It's unthinkable trying to eat what the pigs eat.
那么就在这个时候这个孩子突然间醒悟过来。
And at this point, the son suddenly came to his senses.
那想起当初跟父亲在一起多么的好。
He remembered how good it was being with his father.
所以他感到非常的懊悔。
So he was very sorry.
那么再次回到父亲那里去。
And once again returned to the father.
那父亲看到他回来就宰了一只肥牛。
And when the father saw him, he killed an ox.
摆了一个宴席来欢迎这个曾经迷失的个孩子。
And set up a banquet to welcome this son.
其实在比喻里面这个父亲就是这位父神。
And in the parable, this father is referring to the heavenly father.
那个自行几路到外面飘荡的那个孩子就是你跟我。
And the prodigal son is you and me.
所以这个比喻应当称为是慈爱天父的比喻。
So this parable should have been called the parable of the loving father.
而不是浪子的比喻。
And not the parable of the prodigal son.
因为比喻里面所强调的就是这个天父的爱。
Because in the parable, the emphasis is on the love of the father.
所以天父爱世人，你跟我。甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
For Heavenly Father so loved the world, you and I, that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
所以天父的爱就是 agape.
So the love of the Heavenly Father is agape.
不附带任何的条件。
There is no conditional.
也不计较人的过犯。
It does not mind a man's sins.
这个就是天父的爱。
And this is God's love.
这个就是 agape.
And this is agape.
所以约翰福音三章十六节第二个要点。
And the second main point in John 3:16.
也就是天父的慷慨。
And it's the generosity of the Heavenly Father.
那么这位天父除了爱我们。
And the Heavenly Father, not only does he love us,
他也是一位慷慨的天父。
He's also a generous father.
然后这位慈爱的天父把他的独生子赐给我们。
And this loving father, Heavenly Father, gave us his son.
所以表明了他的慷慨。
It shows his generosity.
所以在这节经文里面，这个赐，就是赐给。这个字是指白白给的。
And here the word gave is giving freely.
不期待任何的回报。
It's not expecting anything in return.
所以当我送你一碗红豆汤的时候。
So when I give you a bowl of red bean soup.
我不希望你再送我一碗绿豆汤。
I'm not expecting a bowl of a mung bean soup in return.
所以自从人犯罪以来。
And ever since man sinned.
人又因此与天父隔绝了。
men were separated from God.
失去了以往那种美好的关系。
We lost the relationship, the good relationship that we had in the past.
但是因为天父的慈爱。
But because of the love of the Heavenly Father.
他把他的独生子赐给我们。
He gave us his only son.
被钉死在十字架上。
He was nailed to the cross.
流出了他的宝血。
He shed his precious blood.
那么洗净了我们的罪。
And cleanses from our sins.
使我们的罪得到赦免。
So our sins are forgiven.
所以今天早上当我们纪念这个主餐的时候。
So this morning as we kept the Lord's Supper.
我们就是思想到天父对我们的爱。
Remember and reflect on the love of the Heavenly Father for us.
天父如此做完全是出于他的恩典。
The Heavenly Father has done all these because of His grace.
而就如罗马书第五章第八节说。
Just as what Romans 5:8 says.
唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，他的爱就在此向我们显明了。
But God demonstrates His own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
为什么主耶稣必须要死在十字架上，我们的罪才得到赦免呢？
Why did Jesus have to die on the cross so that our sins may be forgiven?
罗马书第三章二十三节说。
And in Romans 3:23 it says.
因为世人都犯了罪，亏欠了他的荣耀。
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
什么是亏欠了神的荣耀？
What does it mean to fall short of the glory of God?
那英文把它翻译成是 fall short of the glory of God。 那么这个意思是指人不能够达到神的荣耀。
And it means that we cannot achieve God's glory.
不能够达到神的标准还有神的完美。
We cannot achieve God's standard and His perfection.
所以在人还没有犯罪之前，人享有神的荣耀。
And before man sinned, we enjoyed God's glory.
人活在这个神的荣耀里。
We lived in God's glory.
但是因为罪的缘故。
But because of sin.
这一切都消失了。
All these went away.
不仅消失了，人必须要面对罪带来的后果。
Not only did it disappear, men must face the consequence of sin.
所以在希伯来书第九章第二十七节说。
So just as it says in Hebrews 9:27.
按着定命，人人都有一死，死后且有审判。
Just as man is destined to die once, and after that to face judgment.
按着神立法，罪的后果就是死亡。
And according to God's law, the consequence of sin is death.
就好像一个杀人犯一样。
Just as a murderer.
被定罪之后，然后必须要面对这个死刑。
And after he was convicted, he must face execution.
同样的，在神的眼中，一个人犯了罪，必须要面对死亡。
Likewise, in God's eyes, once a man sinned, he must face death.
但是因着天父的慈爱还有他的慷慨。
But because of God's love and his mercy.
他提供了一条出路。
He provided a way out.
把我们从这个罪中拯救出来。
He saved us out of sin.
不仅如此，他还赐给我们这个永生的生命。
And not only this, he gave us eternal life.
所以在希伯来书第九章第十四节这么说。
So in Hebrews 9:14 it says,
何况基督借着永远的灵将自己无瑕无疵献给神，他的血岂不更能洗净你们心，除去你们的死刑，使你们侍奉那永生的神吗？
How much more then will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse our consciences from acts that lead to death, so that we may serve the living God?
那主耶稣也在约翰福音第五章二十四节说。
And Jesus also said in John chapter 5 verse 24.
我实实在在地告诉你们，那听我话又信差我来者的就有永生，不至于定罪，是已经出死入生了。
I tell you the truth, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be condemned. He has crossed over from death to life.
这位天父所做的完全是出于他的恩典。
And all that Heavenly Father has done is out of His grace.
那所谓恩典就是白白给我们的。
Grace is something that's given freely.
不是因为我们有什么好。
It's not because of any good in us.
而是因为天父的怜悯还有他的恩典。
But because of His mercy and His grace.
那保罗在以弗所书第二章第八到九节说。
And Paul says in Ephesians chapter 2 verses 8 and 9.
你们得救本是本乎恩，也应作信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourselves, it is a gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast.
那么从这个慈爱天父的比喻里面，我们看到天父的慷慨。
And from the parable of the loving father, we see the generosity of God.
然后根据路加福音第十五章二十一节的记载。
And according to Luke chapter 15 verse 21.
那儿子说，父亲，我得罪了天又得罪了你，从今以后我不配称为你的儿子。
And the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.
啊，这个儿子知道自己的错。
The son knew his own fault.
那因此他在父亲的面前认罪悔改。
So he confessed before his father and repented.
所以当父亲看到儿子回来的时候。
So when the father saw the return of his son.
那在比喻里面讲到不单动了慈心。
The parable tells us not only did he move his heart.
还跑去抱住儿子的颈项。
He ran and embraced his son.
连连的与他亲嘴。
And kissed him.
啊，这还不算数。
And not only this.
那路加福音第十五章二十二节、二十三节说。
And Luke 15:22 and 23 says.
父亲却吩咐仆人说：“把那上好的袍子，快拿出来给他穿；把戒指戴在他指头上；把鞋穿在他的脚上；把那肥牛犊牵来宰了，我们可以吃喝快乐。”
But the father said to his slaves, quickly bring out the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet, and bring the fattened calf and kill it, and let us eat and celebrate.
这个父亲所做的显示他的怜悯还有他的恩典。
What the father has done showed his mercy and his grace.
什么是怜悯呢?
What is mercy?
怜悯就是一个人应当得到的。
Mercy is what a man ought to have received.
但是没有得到。
But he did not.
就好像这个儿子一样。
Just as his son.
他应当受到惩罚。
He should have been punished.
但是没有被惩罚。
But he was not punished.
这个就是怜悯。
And that is mercy.
那什么是恩典呢?
And what is grace?
恩典就是一个人不应当得到的。
And grace is what a man should not have received.
但却得到了。
But he received it.
就如这个父亲啊，把上好的袍子穿在儿子的身上。
Just as his father put the best robe on him.
把这个戒指戴在他的指头上。
And put a ring on his hand.
把这个鞋子穿在他的脚上。
And sandals on his feet.
然后还摆了这个宴席来欢迎他回来。
And had a feast to welcome him back.
这个就是恩典。
And that is grace.
所以我们从这个约翰福音第三章十六节看到第一点就是神的慈爱。
So from John 3:16 we see the love of the Heavenly Father.
那第二点就是看到神的慷慨。
And God's generosity.
然后第三点我们看到神这位天父的期望。
And finally we see the hope of Heavenly Father.
所以这位慈爱的天父爱我们。
So the loving Heavenly Father loves us.
把他的独生子赐给我们。
He gave us His only Son.
被钉死在十字架上。
So He was nailed to the cross.
使到我们的罪得到赦免。
So our sins are forgiven.
最后他期望我们能够得到这个永恒的福分。
Finally, He wished that we would receive the gift of eternity.
所以天父爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
For Heavenly Father so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
所以天父把这个最好的赐给我们。
So our Heavenly Father give the best to us.
期待我们相信他并且得到这个永生的生命。
Hoping for us to believe in him and receive eternal life.
在这个慈爱的天父的这个比喻里面。
And the parable of the loving father.
那位父亲期待这个迷失的孩子有一天回到家来。
The father wished that the son would one day return.
我们的女儿在念小学的时候
，Our daughter when she was in elementary school，
那有一位同学有一天啊，在放学的时候人不见了。
There was a classmate when school let out she went missing。
那父母亲在等她
，The parents were waiting for her。
那等了好一阵子
，Waited for a long time。
人终于没有出现
，But did not see her。
然后来发现到这个孩子不见了
then,
失踪了
and then they realized this child went missing
听说被人绑架
someone said that this child was kidnapped
那孩子失踪对这父母亲感到非常的焦急
and it brought great worry to the parents
不知道怎么办
not knowing what to do
我想我们做父母亲都能够了解父母的心
I think as parents we understand such heart
所以他们在等，期望这个孩子有一天会回家。
They waited, hoping that this child would return.
见到他回来。
And to see this child come back.
那么再次享受父母跟孩子的关系。
And once again enjoy the parent-child relationship.
所以他们一直在等。
They continued to wait.
但是孩子终于没有回来。
But the child never came back.
为人父母的都希望自己的儿女长大成人。
And as parents, we wish for our children to grow to adulthood.
有一个好的将来，将来做一个有用的人。
To have a good future and be productive citizens.
那同样的，天父也期望他所创造的人。
And likewise, Heavenly Father has a wish for his created people.
有好的将来。
To have a good future.
我们再次能够享受他们之间那种美好的关系。
Once again, they can enjoy the good relationship.
因为在人还没有犯罪之前，一切都是美好的。
Because before men sinned, everything was good.
那么圣经告诉我们，当时他们不必面对这个生老病死的问题。
And the Bible told us that they did not have to worry about becoming old or sicknesses.
人也不需要为着这个生活来劳苦。
And men did not have to work and labor for their livelihood.
但是人犯罪以后，这些一切都改变了。
But after man sinned, all these things changed.
我根据创世纪的记载说。
And according to Genesis.
又对亚当说，你既听从妻子的话，吃了我所吩咐你不可吃的那树上的果子。地必为你缘故受咒诅，你必终身劳苦，才能从地里得吃的。
To Adam he said, Because you listened to your wife and ate from the tree about which I command you, you must not eat of it.
那地必给你长出荆棘和枝藜来。你也要吃田里的菜蔬，你必汗流满面才得糊口，直到你归了土，因为你是从土而来的，你本是尘土，乃是归于尘土。
It will produce thorns and thistles, and you will eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your brow you will eat your food until you return to the ground, since from it you were taken, for dust you are, and to dust you will return.
所以亚当跟夏娃犯罪了。必须要面对这几节经文所描述的。
So after Adam and Eve sinned, they must face these things are described in the verses.
但是我们感谢这位天父他的慈爱还有他的恩典。
But we're thankful to our loving Heavenly Father because of His grace and His mercy.
主动的伸出手来把我们从罪中拯救出来。
He took the initiative to reach out and pull us out of sin.
所以天父爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
For Heavenly Father so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life.
啊，本来我们是没有希望的。
Initially, we are without hope.
因着天父的慈爱，还有他的恩典，还有他的怜悯。
Because of the love of the Heavenly Father and because of His grace and His mercy,
我们有了希望。
We have hope.
所以在罗马书第八章十一节说。
So in Romans 8:11 it says.
然而叫耶稣从死里复活者的灵若住在你们心里，那叫基督耶稣从死里复活的也必借着住在你们心里的圣灵使你们必死的身体又活过来。
And if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who lives in you.
我们天父期望我们有个好的将来，永远与他同在。
Heavenly Father wishes for us to have a good future to always be with Him.
他也为我们预备一个很好的一个地方。
He also prepared a wonderful place for us.
在约翰福音第十四章二到三节说。
And John chapter 14 verses 2 and 3 it says.
这个是主耶稣所说的话。
This is what Jesus said.
在我父的家有许多住处，若是没有，我早就已经告诉你们了。我去原是为你们预备地方去。
In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you.
我若去为你们预备了地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在那里也叫你们也在那里。
If I go and prepare a place.For you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am.
那么圣经也告诉我们说，这个世界有一天将会结束。
And the Bible tells us that one day this world will end.
然后主耶稣将会有一天把得救的人提到天上去。
And one day Jesus will lift up all the believers to heaven.
并且为他们预备一个很好的一个地方。
And he has prepared a wonderful place for them there.
那么信主耶稣得救的人必永远与主同在。
And those who believe in Jesus will be with him forever.
那么圣经也告诉我们那个地方是没有死亡，没有疾病，没有悲哀。
And the Bible tells us that that's a place without death, without illnesses, without sorrow.
那么在启示录二十一章说。
And in Revelation chapter 21 it says,
那么看啊，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同在，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。
Behold, the tabernacle of God is among men, and he will dwell among them, and they shall be his people, and God himself will be among them.
神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀。哭号疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。
And he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there will no longer be any death. There will no longer be any mourning or crying or pain. The first things have passed away.
如果你不是这位天父的儿女，
If you're not a child of God,
这位慈爱的天父正在等着你回家。
This loving Heavenly Father is waiting for you to return.
你是否愿意好像那个浪子一样？
Are you willing to be like the prodigal son?
决心回到父亲那里去。
Make the decision to return to the father.
是的，他正在等待着你。
Yes, he is waiting for you.
Let us 安静在神的面前来思想今天的信息。
Let us quiet our hearts and reflect on today's message.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
For God so loved the world that he sent his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
而神的慈爱是我们不可以衡量的。
God's love is something that cannot be measured.
他的慈爱充满怜悯还有恩典。
His full of love and mercy.
可能当中还没有得到这个儿子的身份。
And perhaps some among us have not become children of God.
但是如果你还没有的话，
If not,
或者还没有真正的得到这个儿子的身份，
If you have not become a child of God,
我盼望你能够考虑这位天父所赐给你的爱。
I hope that you will consider the love of the Heavenly Father.
啊，盼望你能够回到天父那里去。
That you may return to the Heavenly Father.
因为那个地方是很美好的。
Because it is a wonderful place.
因为这个世界只不过是暂时的。
Because this world is temporary.
每一个人都要到一个永恒的地方去。
Everyone must go to an eternal place.
但是天父期望你能够回到他那里去。
But the Heavenly Father wished that you would go to his place.
亲爱的父神，我们感谢你赐给我们今天的话语。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us today's words.
我们也感谢你的慈爱还有你的恩典。
We thank you for your love and your grace.
因为你爱的缘故，我们得到拯救。
Because of your love, we are saved.
主啊，求你帮助我们珍惜这份爱。
Please help us to treasure this love.
让我们以爱来回应你对我们的爱。
That we may respond to you in love.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.